Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 14th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions that we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're doing fantastic. We love peaceful restoration. We reject revolution, and yet they call us anti-government. Go figure. We support the proper role of constitutional government all day long, ladies and gentlemen. We do reject rogue agents in government. I'll tell you that right now. And boy, do they weave a strange web these days. I'll tell you what, we'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, faith-filled, freedom-loving Friday, though. So welcome to that. Hope you're gearing up for a delightful weekend. A quick recap of yesterday's show. We, of course, had on Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com, doing a great job. You've got a friend in the honest money business, RustCoinAndGift.com. And we talked about the honest money report, where gold and silver are sitting. We talked about what is inflation. Inflation is the decline of purchasing power of a given currency over time. That's right. Gold and silver don't really have inflationary problems, as do other fake money systems, whether it be government, Federal Reserve, fiat currency, fake, you know, notes, or whether it be a digital currency. That's why I always say don't dip your toe in the crypto, because it's nothing more than a fiat currency as well. We also talked about the fastest pace of inflation, worst inflation since 1982. They claim it's up over 7% from a year ago. Price hikes in housing, they say cars, used cars, trucks and food are among the driving factors. Yeah, that's going to cause a little bit of problems. It's because they've been handing out so much stimulus money, right? We were taught, ladies and gentlemen, at least when I grew up, as Brian Rust wisely said, to live within our means. Yeah. That is, by the way, a key to financial success, learning to live within our means. The government does not do that at all, but somehow they expect us to, right? That was hour one with Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com. Hour two, we talked about Montgomery County, Texas, and we talked to the constitutional sheriff there. His name is Rand Henderson, doing a phenomenal job. We also talked to our guest by the name of Summer Bragg. She's a fundraiser and an organizer of the event that's taking place on Sunday. It's a fundraiser for the CSPOA in Texas. It's a bareback bar and ice house in Spring, Texas. And Summer decided for her birthday, which is January the 13th. It was yesterday when we interviewed her. She wanted to put on a party and raise money for the CSPOA and to help the training efforts across the country. She says, please join us wearing red, white, and blue for a family-friendly party with live music, games, and good times. That's this Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Yeah, it'll be in Spring, Texas, and it's at the Bareback Bar and Ice House. Join the celebration and support the CSPOA and Texas sheriffs, she says. The reason we had her on the radio, I'm not really fond of, you know, going to a bar on Sunday personally, but I do get that it's her birthday. I do get that she's doing her very best, and she wants to support, and she put together an event for the very sole purpose of making sure that we back our sheriffs, that our sheriffs learn to keep their oaths of office. Very interesting. We also talked about an incredible article with the good sheriff, Henderson. It's an interesting article because it's called Living on the Right Side of the Creek. It's an interview with Sheriff Rand Henderson in the Montgomery Free Press, an incredible newspaper. They call it a First Amendment newspaper. Amen to that. And when they talk about living on the right side of the creek, they're talking about two different counties and how a liberal county compared to a conservative county, what the difference is in the murder rates and the crime and everything else. It's just fascinating, freewheeling interview. What a great job by Constitutional Sheriff Henderson. in Montgomery County. Anyway, pretty neat. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. It's still available at libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net. It's available on the Loving Liberty phone apps as well. It's live and then on demand at your fingertips whenever you want to listen. Spread the word, lovingliberty.net. Donate liberally today, if you will. Every penny will be used to grow our presence in the media. All right, without further ado, news the networks refuse to use starts now. Our guest, Chris Carlson, with us as always on Fridays. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Without God, we can never win. With God, we can never lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in the fight. Lieutenant Carlson reporting for duty, sir.
Welcome to the broadcast, my friend. There's a couple of updates from previous week's discussions that are in order. We've talked a lot about Ray Epps. We've talked about his leadership of the breach in the January 6th Capitol for 2021. We talked about how aggressive Ray was in all kinds of videos, and Revolver.News and others have really documented the Ray Epps question of who is this guy, what is he doing, how come he's not arrested, why was he on the FBI's most wanted list, now he's taken off, what the heck's going on? And Congress literally has been asking about Ray Epps in congressional hearings now, but government's saying, we don't know, we can't talk about it, well, we're aware of him, but we're not sure, is he an FBI agent? Is he on the government payroll? Well, we're not sure. We can't answer that. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It goes back and forth. There's big old sound bites on it all over the web. But now, Ray Epps' attorney, the guy's name is John Blaschak, or Blaschak. Anyway, he responds to claims that his client, Ray Epps, is an FBI informant. Ken Silva with TheEpicTimes.com has the piece. And all I can say is he claims, no, that he's not an FBI agent, that he's not involved in any way, except for, here's what's interesting. The attorney for Ray Epps is named John Blaschak. Well, John Blaschak is an open, well-known former FBI agent gone attorney. So that's very interesting. Now, we say Ray's not an FBI informant, but yet they weirdly answer and don't answer certain questions in strange ways. So in my opinion, Ray Epps is certainly involved with the government somehow in this breach, but it might be a George Soros paid provocateur. It might be Hillary Clinton paid provocateur. He might work for some of the other against Trump groups, but they knew enough not to make him directly an FBI agent unless the attorney's lying. And so somehow we've got this weird deal where Ray Epps has been involved, and but yet this attorney is now the FBI former agent, but yet he's claiming that Epps didn't hire him because he was an FBI former agent. Maybe Epps, I don't even think Epps knew he was an agent, the agent claimed. I mean, just weird stuff. So all I'm telling you right now is we're not able to pin down the details on Ray Epps yet. Hopefully Revolver.News and others will dig into this further, but the attorney is speaking out. Government not answering any questions. Ray Epps saying, talk to my attorney. That's the update on Ray Epps, the latest. Chris, do you want to respond to that?
Well, I knew that they had taken Stuart Rhodes into custody.
Yeah, that's another topic. We'll get to that in just a second.
And I knew... Okay, go. Yeah, so I knew that Ted Cruz had dressed down Merrick Garland about Ray Epps, which was good. I like to see it. Any type of exposure that he can get to the public mind so that people can do a little more investigation is good. Let's take him in for questioning. When will the Justice Department do that? So, yeah, a lot of those things I had not heard, Sam. Thanks for updating us on those things.
And I don't know what's going to go from here. I mean, now that Ray Epps has an attorney, he's not going to have to probably say too much. The attorney, especially a former FBI agent, is going to kind of work on this on his behalf. But it's strange, brew. So Ray just happens to get an FBI agent informant or, you know, former FBI agent or whatever that is now his attorney. I mean, it's just strange, brew. Government is learning how to distance themselves every time. And I don't know if George Soros funded this. I mean, I don't know where the Ray Epps would get the direction. But somehow there's something weird going on, and none of the questions at this point have been able to put the finger on the pulse of what's really happening here. But I submit to you, the more they dig into this, and even though there's denials, one of the things that I learned early in the news business, Chris, is nothing's official until it's been denied.
Exactly.
So I don't know exactly the relationship here, but the vague unwillingness to even answer anything at all by the government, the denials by an FBI informant, now, quote, attorney, or agent, now attorney, for Ray Epps, at some point, there's smoke. We just can't find the fire.
Yeah, and that smoke will direct the public mind to the notion that, hey, this was probably rigged, which we all know now it was, and hopefully it'll help them to do a little deeper research and, you know, get to the Revolver article, hopefully, you know, if that's something that you can Google now. You probably wouldn't be able to. You'd probably get 1,000 articles that deny that Ray Epps was involved until you get to the Revolver article eventually. But let's hope that it just points the public mind to the notion that the government does a lot of stuff that creates the illusion that the good guys are the bad guys and that the bad guys are the good guys, because that's the truth right there.
Now let's talk about Stuart Rhodes. So the headline says, Oath Keeper, founder, president Stuart Rhodes, charged with, quote, seditious conspiracy. In the January 6th investigation, FBI arrested Stuart Rhodes, ladies and gentlemen. Let's come back. We'll talk about that with Chris in seconds, because might there be a tie between Stuart and Ray? I don't know, but there's weird stuff going on. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off, with America surrendering to terrorists. Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking, because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it, because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, all I can tell you is I don't know what's going on here, but Ray Epps' attorney, former FBI agent, literally says Ray Epps is not involved with the FBI, not an FBI informant, and da-da-da. But yet a lot of vague questions. Government's not talking at all. Now, others and the attorney for Ray would just say, oh, well, the government never talks. Yes and no. The government's certainly very strange in this investigation because, hey, whether Ray Epps was on the FBI informant list or not, why did they have Ray Epps? And these are the questions that are getting vague. Why do they have him on the most, you know, quote, wanted list or whatever, FBI list? And then all of a sudden, when Revolver does their story, then, hey, they take Epps off the list. Did they clear Epps' name? I'm telling you, with the videos and the involvement that Ray had with key other people and the video showing him involved at key circumstances that absolutely changed the narrative from, hey, people didn't want to do anything violent, didn't want to do anything that would breach the Capitol, wanted to be very careful and cautious, to turning them into really a mob mentality that breached the Capitol. Ray was involved in every single aspect of that. I'm telling you, if it wasn't for Ray Epps, and if it wasn't for, quote, what's that guy, Scaffold Man or Scaffold whatever, what would we be, where would we be? Now, here's the interesting thing. Thomas Caldwell tells Tucker, I was never in the Capitol. All right, but see, that's the thing. Stuart Rhodes was never in the Capitol either. But yet Ray Epps was there. So they're letting Ray go. They're arresting Stuart. Ray and Stuart have some association. Are you familiar with this, Chris?
Yeah, I believe that that Ray Epps was a chapter leader of the Oath Keepers down there in Arizona.
That's right.
Isn't that yes?
Yes. Yeah. So I don't know how to connect the dots at this point, but there's more here than meets the eye. Now, did Stuart Rhodes get the fall for Ray Epps' actions? Is Stuart really the guilty party? Is somebody else an FBI agent? Maybe Stuart. And then Ray wasn't, but yet he took orders from Stuart. You know, I don't know, and I'm not here to speak against Stuart because I don't know Ray Epps at all. I don't know anybody involved in the actual breach efforts. I know they make a lot of allegations against Stuart Rhodes. I know Stuart, and I'll be really shocked if he didn't said the things that they say he didn't said. Now, there's a lot of things they're saying. Oh, listen, we were able to decrypt Signal. That's a phone app, encrypted communications tool. We decrypted Signal. That's how we got Stuart. But I think things might be taken out of context there. I'm not so sure we're getting the right story. But I find this fascinating how there's got to be more relationships here. I don't believe that Ray Epps would be pushing that hard, influencing the day before everywhere, travel a couple of thousand miles from Arizona at the event, but there before Trump speaks, organizing people for the breach, but yet not there when Trump actually speaks. And we go on and on and on with the very strange anomalies here. The more they deny, the more I think there is something to this. We just got to find the where the dots connect, Chris.
Yeah, well, I was proud to hear Ted Cruz expose him more so than I thought that he was willing to do so. And I'm not sure if it was in front of Merrick Garland. I think it was maybe in front of, was it Christopher Wray or his inferior in the FBI? But I heard it in passing. I can't even remember the source. But, you know, that's mainstream. Ted Cruz is mainstream. So let's just hope that people catch on to that and like I said, do a little of their own research because we need to do that and disabuse ourselves of this notion that the government can do no wrong. The government does a lot of wrong, and they wrong us on a daily basis. So if we can shift that paradigm from the government as our friend to the government as our enemy, I think we might be able to make some progress in this country, Sam.
I think you're right on that. Anyway, I wanted to spend enough time on this because there are changes in this story, and we want to keep an eye on it as it unfolds. One of the other things that I find interesting is, could it just be something as simple as, hey, the FBI has a relationship with, the Hillarys of the world or Black Ops money of the world, George Soros of the world, who knows who? Could they have literally paid someone and said, hey, organize this? We get wind that we want to take down Trump. This is how we're going to do it. Or we want to do this and that and take down the Patriots. And in other words, it could be very simple that, you know what, this guy's not an FBI agent, but he was certainly acting on orders from somebody. Where does that all go?
Yeah, that may be a technicality, you know. No, he wasn't an FBI agent, but he may be a CIA agent or a DEA agent or some other government agent. So,
or somebody else was an agent, or somebody else was an agent who organized this, and Ray was on the front lines on behalf of somebody else, and he got paid a pretty penny. You got to follow the money and the relationships, right?
Exactly. You know, you should broaden the question. Was this man in the government's hire? You know, and then you couldn't wiggle out of it as easily. But even then, they'll probably lie in your face. I mean, the government does that every day. They tell us inflation is what, 4.5% when it's actually closer to 10? And they just, you know, fudge the numbers. They fudge the basket of goods that they use to calculate the consumer price index. And they do that all the time. It should have been the same today as it was 25 years ago or 50 years ago. But they keep changing it to make it look as if inflation isn't higher. So
now, this is interesting to note, and I want to highlight this. You know, I have told everybody that, look, I appreciate you guys using Signal and other apps and stuff like that to encrypt your communications, right? And I've told people that I think it's folly to do so, and I mentioned this many times. It's folly to do so for a bunch of reasons, but first off, you think it's secure, and it's not. All right? All right, so Rhodes communicated, they say, with other leaders via encrypted applications. And the app that he used that they say that they got his communications on now is called Signal. But I don't want to get stuck on the specific app that Rode used. I just want to tell you a couple of things about this. Number one, if you think these apps don't have back doors, you're absolutely deceived. Okay, the government has access to all this. Trust you, me. And let me make one more thing clear for all you experts out there, you FBI agents, you CIA agents, you DEA agents, you Justice Department thugs, you, I don't know what you want to call it, education department people who are calling people terrorists, all of you, listen up and listen good. Whenever I encrypt my communications, all I do is say, government, here's a conversation you need to focus on. That's all I'm telling the government. The idea that they can't access it is bogus. All it says is, hey, if I've got 1,000 communications out there and 5 of them are encrypted, the government's going to look at the encrypted ones first, okay? You're just calling yourself out for greater focus. Okay, write that down and remember that, because I'm telling you, that is indeed the case. If I say to the government, hey, my radio programs are available at libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net, they're free, they're live, and they're on demand. I even keep a record of them for you. Hey, download them to your heart's content. I have unique copyrights. Hey, you have the right to copy. Please do, kind of thing. They're not thinking that there's anything in that that's a big deal. Now, go ahead. Comb through my hours and hours and hours and hours of content. Go right ahead, all you government wonks. Feel free. But what I'm saying is, but the second I start to talk through encrypted communications, I'm really saying, government, this conversation has a need for secrecy. Take a look at this one specifically. And that's what people have done. And I think Stuart, I don't know if he fell to this trap, or if he intended for the conversation. I don't know. You know, you hear so much about Stuart Rhodes right now. I've known him personally. I've been at events with him. I've eaten food with him. I've talked to him. I've had him on the radio. So I think I know Stuart decent. Not super well, but decent. And I think he's a good guy. So I don't know exactly what's going on here, but I have a feeling when Ray Epps is running around free and Stuart Rhodes is in jail right now, it kind of makes me kind of wonder, what more would give us a real understanding of what's happening here? And I don't know. But Rhodes communicated with other leaders on January the 6th using a trap chat group on the encrypted app's Signal. And I'm telling you, all of you, that's a big mistake to be on these encrypted apps. Just my humble opinion and 2 cents. Do you want to respond to that, Chris?
Robert is. Do you remember him? He was selling drugs and porn, kiddie porn, on the dark web.
What's his name again? I think I remember this.
Okay. Well, that's not his real name. I could look it up, but his online name was the Dread Pirate Robert. Do you remember that?
Yes, I've heard of this.
And then he was getting away with selling drugs and kiddie porn and all sorts of contraband on the dark web. Well, they busted him. The FBI totally knew exactly what he was doing and who he was, where he was, because they've tapped into the dark web, or the Tor, T-O-R.
So this is an example where who takes direction from who? A very strange web the government has learned to weave as they entrap, to the best of their ability, all patriots over time, calling us terrorists and more, sometimes with self-created proof.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Supreme Court has blocked President Biden's vaccine mandate at large companies. The justices at the nation's highest court said the mandate exceeded the Biden administration's authority. California Governor Gavin Newsom on Thursday denied parole to Sirhan Sirhan, the Palestinian refugee serving a life prison sentence for assassinating U.S. presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy in 1968. Buckingham Palace is reporting Britain's Prince Andrew has returned his military affiliation to Queen Elizabeth II. This comes a day after the royal's lawyers failed to persuade a U.S. judge to dismiss a civil lawsuit that accuses him of sexual abuse and possibly tying him to the Jeffrey Epstein lifestyle.
I have no recollection of ever meeting this lady.
The prince on the BBC in 2019. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
A federal grand jury indicted Baltimore's top prosecutor Thursday on charges of perjury and making false mortgage application statements in a purchase of two Florida vacation homes. The four-count indictment alleges that Baltimore State's attorney Marilyn Mosby lied about experiencing pandemic hardships on mortgage applications in order to buy the Florida homes. Mosby was actually paid nearly $250,000 in 2020. Let's get a Russia-Ukraine update.
The talks have stalled between NATO and Russia over the buildup of Russian troops at the Ukrainian border. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
Reporting that has suggested we're going to reduce the number of troops we have deployed or somehow cut back on our overall force posture in Europe. Those reports are wrong.
Also, in reply to a question, Russia's deputy foreign minister would neither confirm nor deny the possibility that Russia might deploy military infrastructure in Cuba and in Venezuela. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, on January 6th, ladies and gentlemen, it will be an ongoing story and a reporting bonanza on Liberty Roundtable Live. If we get more information, we'll bring it to you as close to real time as we get it. Stuart Rhodes got arrested yesterday. Ray Epps' attorney speaking out literally yesterday and in the wee hours of this morning, etc. And we're right on top of it for sure. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's an article written by Owen Strachan. And it's a great article that says Christianity and wokeness, how the social justice movement is hijacking the gospel and the way to stop it. Amen to that. He starts out and says, you know, what is CRT? What is critical race theory? And I want to quickly just tell you what it is. And then we're going to turn it over to Chris for more details. But I'm going to say it in my own words. Then I want to use the article's words to explain it because it's kind of interesting. It's a very complicated whole curriculum, and you can go on for a long time about its application. In other words, the carrying it out, the belief, the living it is way different. But here's what it is. You are white, therefore you are inherently, unavoidably, never changeable, a racist. And you know what? You're even a racist as a teeny kid. 9 months old, you're a racist. You were born a racist, you'll always be a racist, and there's never any way to prevent you from being a racist. Period, end of paragraph, done. Secondly, if you are not white, then you are a victim. You have been a victim, you've been a victim since birth, and you will always be a victim, and therefore you cannot be a racist. End of story. Got it? And now every single interaction by anybody, white or non-white, perpetrator, racist or victim, you must view every interaction through race. And you must behave accordingly. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a psychotic viewpoint. But that's my summary of what CRT is after I've studied it for quite some time. But Owen Strachan explains further. Chris?
Yeah, and so the only way we can get through this, Sam, is through the monopoly of government force, which is ironic because most of our government is controlled by white males, interestingly enough. But there are some things that we can do to make amends for these, the 1619 projects, so what that's over 400 years. So there's some things that we can do to make amends to the black people over that period of time. We can give them reparations, which is cash payments, and we'll talk in more detail about that. We can restructuring hiring practices of businesses, mandatory reduction of white youth, mandatory re-education of white youth on the racist and oppressive nature of traditional American society and culture, and the mandatory confession of white privilege and lament for having been the beneficiaries of such privileges over the last 400 years, Sam. And then, there's one more, public acts of secular repentance. So it's basically a religion, but the problem, Sam, is these philosophies are literally creeping into Christian theology in modern times, and it's a Trojan horse. It is a Trojan horse because there's more. You've heard that expression, haven't you, Sam?
Absolutely.
But it's more than just equaling the playing field or leveling the playing field. And if those requirements on the part of us white people are not oppressive enough, it actually, the CRT philosophy actually embraces things like equality of transgender and homosexuals and radical feminism. And it eschews or decries the traditional family, Sam, and capitalism and the patriarchal order and traditional Christianity in many, many ways. And hopefully we'll get to all those ways that it is antithetical to Christianity. Let me read really quick, and I don't have names associated with these quotes, but these are quotes from some of the leaders of the CRT movement here in America. They say, we disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement by supporting each other as extended families and villages. So they don't like the traditional nuclear family. We are committed to doing the work required to dismantle cisgender privilege. So cisgender, do you know what that means? It means just traditional genders, male and female. So they reject normal male and female gender roles.
Yeah, but they also create the cisgender term to even create greater confusion.
Yeah, why don't they just say traditional male and female roles?
Because if they did that, then you would know the normal versus the abnormal, or they want you to believe that it's just another choice. See, it's just another option in their lexicon of deceit. There's many roads that pave their way to hell is the point. Okay, they want to create a term that you're one of those unique new genders too, Chris. No matter what you believe. See, they want to take you away from your history. And the only way to do that is to put you into their new matrix, a list of genders and whatever. Okay, because the old is gone. That's no longer discussable anymore. Which one of their new are you? See, and that's how the lie happens, is they divorce you from your history. You can't then say, hey, this new term they created has thousands of years in history and traditional family. No, it doesn't. We created the term the other day. As we become more enlightened, see, Chris? So they're taking you away from your heritage. That's the point of the socialists, communists, those who would deceive, the social justice movement. That's how they deceive you, is they divorce you from your heritage, Chris.
Yeah, well, you control the language, you control the culture, right? It's all about control. So there's that baggage associated with it, which a lot of Christian leaders may not understand. And they don't publicize it a lot, so, you know, it stands to reason that they would not understand it. So, for example, I know that the church that I belong to, Sam, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, has lately come out in support of the equality of races. And that's fine. Now, they haven't come out and openly embraced CRT, which is good. But they have come out and embraced the equality of races. Now, here's the problem with that, Sam. Somebody might, you know, listen to a talk given by a leader of my church or you know, listen to a commentary by a leader of our church and say, oh, yeah, they believe in CRT. Well, if that's the case, then they would have to embrace this extraneous baggage, the acceptance of homosexuality, the acceptance of transgenderism, and all this other garbage that we know is antithetical to Christianity. So you got to be really careful. Now, I do believe in leveling the playing field. In as much as we are what they call a pluralistic society, that's probably another one of those buzzwords that they've gotten us to use. So I do believe in leveling the playing field. I do not, however, embrace the baggage that comes with it. So as Christians, and especially those in positions of leadership, we need to be careful. Do not embrace CRT because it comes with that extra baggage. Now, as you so eloquently pointed out, Sam, CRT states that white people, based merely on the fact that they're white, are inherently and irredeemably racist, and that we cannot, of our own accord, even with God's help, we cannot overcome that racism through our own efforts. And that is completely and totally contradictory to what the Bible reads. The Bible reads, and this is Isaiah 1:18, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." And those words obviously are metaphors for the fact that we can reconcile ourselves to God, we can repent and be forgiven. Critical race theory, it rejects that notion.
It also talks about all of us as one race, God's children. It doesn't say, if you're white, if you're this, if you're that. You know what? The Savior says, come one, come all, keep my commandments. That's to everyone, and the blessings are available to everyone. Chris?
Yeah, there is no, in the scriptures, in the Bible at least, I'll say, there is no mention of race, okay? You're either God's people or you're not, and he invites every man, woman, and child, black and white, bond and free, rich or poor, whatever case, to come into his fold and be one of his sheep. There is no rejection of people based on anything, even closely or remotely similar to race. I mean, his arms are open for everybody. And this notion that white people are inherently evil because we've enjoyed this privilege all these years is contradictory to that biblical notion. So the fact that this garbage is creeping into our Christian congregations and people are embracing it is very troubling indeed, Sam. And we need to push back on that.
Understand, ladies and gentlemen, this cultural cancer of CRT is an outgrowth of cultural Marxism. It has its roots in the Marxist oppressed versus oppressor Hegelian dialectic. And its insidious satanic doctrines are creeping into America's Christian churches and into society at large. And they even have used the Hegelian dialect when we say, you're teaching racism. They say, no, we're not, and they just lie. Ladies and gentlemen, CRC also asserts the pretend rights of all kinds of people. We'll get into that in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Chris Carlson and Sam Bushman on Liberty Roundtable Live.
So, you two are real actors, huh?
Well, I was an extra on a soap opera for 3 years.
And I'm best known for starring in cat food commercials. Mm. Meow.
And you're going to play our parents for how long?
Oh, just during dinner for the next few years, probably until you're both off to college. Your real parents will be back every night at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
Hey, your dad's busy. He's got work, softball, client functions.
Yeah, and your mom, she's got the literary club and play rehearsals. So.
Don't you worry. They'll be back on time.
Otherwise, we get time and a half.
Ka-ching! Okay, according to the script, we're supposed to asked you how your day was.
Yes.
Okay, I guess.
Ooh.
Is that the best you can do?
I think I want my real parents.
I don't see that in the script.
No ad-libbing, please.
There's no substitute for a loving parent. And when you're really there, you'll know how much you care. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of one-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So critical race theory, ladies and gentlemen, it's a satanic propaganda tool. It's designed to literally divide every one of us. It's literally designed to attack all the traditional values that we have. Okay, it asserts the pretend rights of homosexuals, transgenders, and radical feminism. Okay, so think about that. It attacks everything, including attacking the traditional family, Chris. All these things are critical. They down everything that is the fundamental unit of stable society ordained of God. They attack every bit of that.
Yep, and they attack our Constitution and Bill of Rights, Sam, because they were obviously written by old white men. And, you know, we have to reject anything that was written by old white men was written under privilege, and it's obviously racist, and it's got to go because we're shifting this paradigm in America. And it's very scary because the Constitution was written, I believe, by the hand of God and the Bill of Rights as well because they embody the rights. And here's the ironic thing, and you pointed this out, Sam, is we all enjoy the same rights, whether you're transgender, whether you're homosexual, whether you're male or female, it does not matter, or black or, you know, Hispanic or whatever. It does not matter. Under the Constitution, we are all equals. Now, there was that bit about slavery 150 years ago, but I thought we solved that problem. I thought we resolved it during the civil rights movement.
Well,
I'll
let's be very clear. The founding fathers set the stage to solve the problem, too.
Yes. Yeah, they gave us the tools. They gave us the governmental structure whereby we were able to work through those problems. And I'll tell you something. If you're a minority in America today, I don't know where else you would like to live, but you've got rights. And in fact, I know people that go out of their way, Sam, to accommodate for black and Hispanic people just so that they don't come across as being racist. In other words, they treat them better than they would treat somebody who wasn't a minority.
Yeah, but that's racism to do that, sir.
There you go. Yes. What do they call that? It's not cultural.
Called reverse racism.
Reverse racism. Anyway, I don't know what more we can do to minorities in this country. You've got people like Ben Carson, who you've often talked about, who is living the American dream, because that opportunity was there for him as he was growing up to become one of the world's most renowned, is he a neurosurgeon or brain surgeon?
Yeah, brain surgeon.
How was he able to accomplish what he's been able to accomplish?
The answer, the American dream, baby. Poor LeBron James is suppressed, though.
Right, yeah. I mean, he could probably make a lot more over in Africa. Hey, there's a cool quote, and I hope I get this right. Muhammad Ali, and this is back in the 60s, he took a tour of Africa after he was became an accomplished boxer and became a multimillionaire in racist America. He took a tour in Africa and did a couple of exhibition boxing matches. Do you know what he said when he got home? Somebody asked him, and I wish I had the quote in front of me, Sam. This is off the top of my head. Somebody said, well, how was your African tour? The first thing he said to that gentleman was, I'm just glad my grandpappy got on that boat.
Well, and that's why we're never endorsing slavery. But we always say it doesn't matter how you got here. It's blessed generations for all those who have made the voyage. That doesn't mean we defend how they got here or anything else. It just means that we realize the truth, which is, you know what? America is a blessed nation. And the reason it's a blessed nation is because it focuses on the Judeo-Christian principles. It focuses on the family being the fundamental unit of society. And this critical race theory literally assaults everything we hold dear. It has these pretend rights of homosexuals, transgenders, radical feminism, while shutting down traditional families, shutting down capitalism, shutting down the patriarchal order, shutting down traditional male-female roles articulated and endorsed by God Almighty. It attacks all Christianity principles. Anything that's Christian, anything that's family in the traditional sense, CRT literally upends and rejects, replacing it with every perversion under the sun, including the division of good, honest Americans that should be standing shoulder to shoulder for God, family, and country, Chris.
Yeah, and let's focus on one of those elements that you just mentioned, Sam, capitalism. Somehow minorities are oppressed by capitalism. Let me give you a quote by the economist Walter Williams, who incidentally he's deceased, but he was an African-American. He said this about capitalism. The relative colorblindness of the market accounts for much of the hostility towards it. Markets have a notorious lack of respect for privilege, race, and class structure. So you would think that if you were somebody who was in favor of leveling the playing field, as it were, you would be in favor of capitalism. And let me read something that I put together about the colorblindness and the inherent fairness of the capitalist system. People who like democracy, and let's focus on that word democracy, because we hear that word bandied about in liberal circles a lot, right, Sam? Democracy. We got to do things democratically. We're exporting democracy to these foreign countries. So the left worships the word democracy. People who like democracy should love capitalism, I say, because capitalism is the most democratic economic system going. In a capitalist system, everyone in the market has a vote. Our money is our ballot, and we cast that ballot in favor of our favorite candidates of goods and services in a free market system. If a business is not woke enough for our liking, we have 100% control over whether or not we vote for that business with our money. Socialism and communism, on the other hand, do not allow us that democratic choice. Socialism and communism forces us to make consumer choices whether or not we agree with them. Is that woke, Sam?
It's just insidious, ladies and gentlemen, because they want to claim it's the only way forward, Chris. That's part of this plan, too, is that, you know what? There's no way backwards. We've already slammed the door of traditional views that are outdated. The fact that you're a racist, the fact that you're an enemy, everything that the white people have built or everything that Christians have built has got to be jettisoned. We've got to never look back again. That's what they want you to believe with this.
Yeah, and I think we've built quite a good society, at least the one that I grew up in. Now, you know, we're the same age, Sam, but I see it deteriorating, and they're going to blame it on capitalism. They're going to blame it on white supremacy. They're going to blame it on our privilege and say, oh, yeah, society is breaking down, especially if they get another Donald Trump into office. And we collapse economically, it will be blamed on the exact opposite of what actually created the prosperity that we are now currently still enjoying. So that's what I fear.
Now, if I try to even speak up and defend the traditional family, defend Judeo-Christian values, they're going to say, hey, you know what? You can't even say that, you racist, you bigot. See, this wokeness, ladies and gentlemen, and the CRT agenda literally stifle free speech. We can't even have a dialogue about it anymore because we'll never look back, Chris.
No, we'll never get back to where we were before because we will have been so thoroughly disabused in our public mind And, you know, it's hard to put a genie back in the bottle of a nation of 330 million people. You know,
that's right.
once we've destabilized, I mean, it's hard to put that genie back in the bottle, Sam. And I think that's what the globalists want. That's what the whole reset is all about, is destroying beyond repair. And I don't think anything's beyond repair as long as we have hope in Jesus Christ. The society that we've created, which is a magnificent society, perhaps the best in the history of this world. And it was born of God. God helped us. God helped to write the Constitution. He helped to write the Bill of Rights. He helped to write the Declaration of Independence. I do not doubt that. And the fact that this insidious doctrine, which is satanic and Marxist at its root, is creeping into the Christian church concerns me, because we of all people should know better, Sam. And I've got some editorial comments. And did you want to add to that? I apologize.
Nope, go right ahead. You're doing great. Editorial comments. Let's kind of break this down on a personal level for a second.
If you choose, and this is me, Sam, but I'm going to read it word for word. If you choose to embrace critical race theory to the exclusion of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that's your problem, not mine. If you choose to judge God or me for that, I issue this stern warning to you Christians. Be careful. There is no justification for this in the Holy Bible. If you choose to judge me because of the color of my skin, what does that make you? I would admonish you to give strict heed to the wise words of Jesus Christ when he said, judge not that ye be not judged. So there are people out there judging us, Sam, and ignoring the admonition of the Savior of the world to judge not lest ye be judged, because it's going to come back on these people. And I hate to come across, you know, so harshly on these people, but hey, I'm doing them a favor. I'm warning them of a judgment that will be placed upon their heads unless they withdraw the judgment that they're putting on my head based solely on the color of my skin, which, last time I checked, Sam, was racist. The same thing that they accuse me of being, they're putting on my head. To those who call themselves Christians, I continue, I say you had better get your head screwed on straight as far as this satanic Marxist doctrine is concerned. Karl Marx is not going to save your soul. Only Jesus Christ can do that. And he has condemned those who decry unrighteous judgments on his disciples. You do not have the moral authority to condemn me because of the color of my skin. You say that I have to do more than just treat others as I would have others treat me. And that's biblical. I've got the scripture right here, but I won't read it. It's called the Golden Rule, right? Treat others as you would have others treat you. We should be good that way. But they say, no, that's not good enough. So the scriptures aren't good enough. The words of Jesus Christ aren't good enough. I go on to say I can't just not be racist. I have to be anti-racist. And that's one of their big thrusts, right? Did you pick that up when you read the information I sent you?
Absolutely. But anti-racist is racist. That's the problem.
Yeah. So and I go on to say, in other words, Jesus Christ's words aren't good enough for you? In other words, in order to please you and Karl Marx, I have to go on the negative? I can't just be pro-Jesus Christ. Doesn't being pro-Jesus Christ or being Christian cover more ground? Being anti-racist gives me a very narrow view on life. Being pro-Jesus Christ or Christian makes us much more inclusive. Do you remember that word that they throw around, inclusive? Of all that is good, and obliges us to oppose racism along with all of the other negative isms in the world. So just having this narrow focus that we need to run around being anti-racist makes us a pretty negative lot of people, I would suggest.
That's by design and by the Hegelian dialectic, though. Take you out of your real broad loving kindness and put you in this bigoted, abusive box. And then they can bludgeon you while you're in the box.
Yeah. And it makes the whole movement a negative movement. And it does not unify. And God said, in order to be his people, we need to be unified, not divided.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have two words for Chris's comments. Amen, sir. And I would simply say, we're all God's children. Let's start to behave like it, shall we? Chris, final words yours, sir.
Yes, sir. Without God, we can never win, Sam. With God, we can never lose. And we can never become unified without God, by the way. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in that fight and love our neighbor as ourselves. Lieutenant Carlson and liberty-loving Americans everywhere, continuing our duty, sir.
For Chris Carlson and Sam Bushman, we declare this nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic of the United States of America.